Diversified farmers with both crops and livestock typically integrate the two, grazing residues following harvest, or even planting cover crops after small grains to graze in the fall. Studies at Dakota Lakes Research Farm by scientist Cody Zilverberg reports pros and cons to grazing crop residues.
The nutrient cycling that the cattle can do, so they can make some of the nutrients in that residue more available more quickly to the crops that are coming up in the following year. But on the other hand, you know, you need to leave residue behind so that you have soil armor. And that's where there could be a disadvantage, too. If you take away too much of that residue, transform too much of it, then you don't have that soil armor that you need.
Using grazing enclosures or cages which prevent grazing in small portions of crop fields, Zilverberg has 7 years of data measuring the impact of livestock integration on the soil, future crop yields, and even nutrient content of grain. When managed correctly, he's found few differences between grazed and ungrazed fields.
We start out with good soil armor, and when we're done grazing, we still have good soil armor. We're really not seeing impacts long-term on the soil.
To prevent the removal of too much residue, producers often utilize temporary fence, allocating enough stover or forage for a day or two before moving the fence for another allotment. Zilverberg states this type of management distributes animal impact more evenly across the field for greater efficiency of crop residues. Both economic and ecological returns can be achieved with grazing of crop residues, but Zilverberg believes management is essential in retaining adequate protection of the soil. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.